Could the Oprah Winfrey Show be making a return? We're going to get to that coming up in just a second. First, would you vote for Madonna for President of the United States of America?
No.
No?
No.
Anyone's better than
me. Yeah, I agree.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
Well, easy. Exactly. Definitely.
If it's between those two.
She was asked if she's ever considered it.
Oh, God. I mean, it's like the thought went through my mind in a second. I can't imagine a worse job. I mean, everyone just hates you immediately as soon as you step into the White House.
What's the first thing you'd do?
Make guns illegal. It's such a must, and that's so brilliant that you have no guns. You're a gun-free society. It's crazy.
I'd vote for her right there, just for that reason alone. So she mentioned that the role of president ages you. And speaking of age, Madonna says she is done talking about her age. She's actually really mad about this. The New York Times did a profile of Madonna, and they titled it Madonna at 60. And Madonna is angry that it focuses on her age and not on her music or fashion. Now, the interviewer called Madonna an older mom and mentioned age many times in the piece. And Madonna, even at one point during the interview, said, I think that you think about age too much. I think you should stop thinking about it. And she says she's sick of people in general always focusing on the fact that she's 60 years old.
I mean, is she 60? I didn't know she was 60 years old. I actually thought she was a little bit older, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I would think of it as in being an ode to her because she looks so good for her age. Yeah. And she's still, you know, well, trying to be relevant, I suppose.
Oh, she is.
She's trying.
Well, I do see her point, though, because in certain industries, and hers is definitely one of them, when you're making pop music, people can sometimes just start to look at you as like kind of disposable after a certain age, whether you're making good music or not, you know? But at the same time, I'm also like, just own it. You do look great, and you're still doing amazing things.
Exactly.
All right, so did Oprah hint at the possibility of reviving the iconic Oprah Winfrey Show?
I would love to make that happen. Let me tell you. But maybe not every day.
Yeah.
For 25 years, it was perfect. And the only time I missed it was like, you know, during the election or where something really big happens in the news. I think, gee, I wish I had a show.
If anybody could do it, like, just as much as they want, it could be Oprah.
She's got a network, yeah.
She'd like to do it a couple times a week or whatever, like, she could. I don't think it would be on her own network because not everybody has her network.
True.
So I think it would have to be on something like... But normally you have to do these things every day, like Monday to Friday. But I'd tune in every Friday and Wednesday to Oprah's show.
Yeah, even if it was a weekly thing. I mean, we saw with her visit to Montreal that she still got it. She's still relevant. People still love her. She still has, you know, very powerful wisdom to impart on people.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, Oprah raised me. She raised us.
She's your mom.
She's America's mom.
You remember that theme song when she came out way back in the day?
Wow.
Right? So
sounds so 80s.
Oh, listen to the guitar.
Do,
do, do, do, do, do.
So good.
Oh, man, it's like the synthesizer, whatever you call this.
Oh, come back. We miss Oprah on TV every day.
We should make this a new theme of our show.
Yeah. And he can take over Steve Harvey's show. How's that, Nikki?
I know Oprah can?
Yeah. Wouldn't that make you happy?
Yeah. Anybody can take over Steve Harvey's show. You took over Steve Harvey's show, I'd be happy.
On it.
I don't know why. I'm just not a fan. I do know why. There are many reasons why. Anyway, we'll see if that hope happens with Oprah. I'm sure she's got plenty of time after she's done touring the world.